Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. It is 6:11 Friday morning. I think this one is going to get a little crazy today. We're about to leave on a two-week vacation.
Yeah. And I'm so happy to not be leaving.
Oh, you're doing a full-on staycation, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, where are we going to go? She's full with baby. I mean, completely
full. Oh, she wouldn't be into like a nice road trip or something?
And frankly, we're just glad to have survived this week.
Right.
We need a vacation from this week.
Oof. Oh, my God. This week went by fast, too. All right. This part of the show is brought to you by Kidda. We have 30 Seconds to Mars with Walk the Moon tickets coming up today. We have your chance, a couple chances actually, to win your way into our Secret Show pool party. And this weekend, you're going to be like, wow, I could really use a pool right now because it's going to be really hot. July 11th, we're taking our show up to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. We're having a Monterey Bay Aquarium Great Floaty Race. This is the fourth year in a row that we're doing this. And today is your final day to win your way into that race. You'll actually be Team Bryn if you win today's contest. So at 8 o'clock, we'll have a trivia question about Bryn. I feel like I know everything about Bryn. I'd be able to answer this question.
I think you could answer this question.
Sarah. We'll see. Why don't you come up with a trivia question about you that you think I can't answer?
Oh, there's so many.
Where was Bryn born?
In Daytona Beach, Florida.
That's correct.
I have a question for Sarah that I don't even have the answer to about Bryn. What's the name of Bryn, of Derek's mom?
Oh, I don't know that.
Ooh, I don't know that either.
Oh, I know it.
Oh, you do?
I do.
What was the question?
What's the name of Derek's mom?
Can Bryn hear me?
No,
he can't hear you. Here. Okay. Now he can hear you.
Bryn, is it Sarah?
What? Is her name Sarah?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well,
We made a beautiful young man together. He's turning out pretty good.
Spelled the wrong way, though.
God.
No,
I knew
that,
too.
You waste your time with her. So today, they'll be much easier than that, everybody. At 8 o'clock today, we'll have a trivia question about Bryn, and you can be Team Bryn.
All right.
At the floaty race.
Better be good.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace today with Kidda's worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidda, technology that saves lives. So a couple TV reminders for the weekend. The Celebrity Family Feud thing is going on. This is happening on Sundays, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I guess. For the next, month?
Steph Curry and his family versus Chris Paul. On Celebrity Family Feud. Chris Paul, I'm going to assume... I don't know who Chris
Basketball
Paul is.
Basketball player?
I assumed. Oh, yeah. Sunday at 9 o'clock on Access TV, Sammy Hagar's series, the rock and roll road trip with Sammy Hagar, the third season. I didn't realize he'd gone through three seasons already. So the third season finale of that. I wanted to give a nice shout out to my acquaintance.
Your boy?
Sammy Hagar.
I don't know. It's really neat of you to be humble and play it down, but we know the deal. I mean, you've been to dinner with him. People don't ask you to sing at their birthday party when they're rock stars if you're not their friend and colleague.
That's very sweet of you. If I need to get a hold of him, I call his wife.
Your face.
And his wife invited me to play.
Whatever.
Never had a phone conversation with him.
Did you invite them to your big party?
I didn't, but that actually is an oversight. Maybe I should have. There's no way he would come.
Well, no, invite her, though.
You know,
I'd
okay, I'll invite
the
them.
Invite both of them. Number one.
I don't even have his email. I can only invite her and the family.
I bet you the fact that you haven't talked to him on the phone is something that's universal in his life. He probably doesn't. I don't sit and chat on the phone. There's people I really like.
But do people have to go through your wife to get any kind of message to you? That's, you know, that's, he's Sammy Hagar. I'm this dorky chick that also lives in his town that he, you know, maybe could pick out of a lineup. He's always very polite and nice to me. He's a very nice man.
Nice job.
Thank you. Rolling Stone has a new piece on Johnny Depp. I know this is terrible of me, but I'm so mesmerized by Johnny Depp's blowing through all this money. And he still doesn't seem to get that he has to stop spending.
Okay, listen. I have the same fascination. I absolutely was pouring through. I don't know what I got because I feel like I was only getting excerpts of the actual interview that he did. So I read as much as I could. But is it the whole interview? Has that been put online now, or is that going to be in the new Rolling Stone?
It's there. I think it's online, Vinny.
Okay.
And I also only have a summary here. So, and you may have details that you can add to this. Because they go really deep into the this is an expose on what the F is going on with Johnny Depp's. I mean, it's an interview with him, but it seems to be so much more. Like, Johnny, let's find out how you got here. My heart, it's so stupid because, you know, look, if you're lucky enough to have hundreds of millions of dollars and you're stupid enough to blow through it all, like, that's on you. But I do feel like people get that kind of money and just have no idea that it's not infinite, that they can actually blow it all. Like, I think of MC Hammer all the time, and I'm sure he's very he's a preacher now and he's got, mm-hmm. you know, people love him. And but the dude had so much money.
He had it made.
He had it made.
And you know what? He may be happy, but if you don't think that he's kicking himself for having blown through mm-hmm. the kind of cushion that nobody gets to build up, he is.
He made $60 million.
The right thing to say is, I have my health, and I have my family, sure. and I have God, and any other thing that is, you
whatever
know,
you got.
Keep you sane.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's cool. It's a lot better than saying, I think I'm going to kill myself, right?
Right.
So,
and he's been doing those 3M commercials.
Yeah, so hopefully he's getting some money from that.
Yeah, sure.
And hopefully he doesn't have a 200-person entourage anymore. You know, you have that many
and
people
where are
on
those
the payroll.
People now?
Yeah, where are they now when he needs some help?
So, but I've been reading the story too. And one of the things that I took away from it as I read it, first of all, is that because of him having success from a very young age, he's grown up in this bubble, that a self-created bubble.
Where I'm sure every month there's a check for something he did years before.
I'm not even
mailbox.
On the money yet.
Okay,
I'm just
right,
talking
ahead.
About some of the things that in the interview that he's doing, you just go, okay, he's smoking a doobie and drinking a $30,000 glass of wine and all of this, and it's the middle of the night, and he has a security guard. Did you read the part where the security guard has a cold and is wearing one of those surgeon's masks?
Oh, funny.
So that
Johnny
no one
doesn't
gets
get
sick
it.
Right around him. And,
oh.
and meanwhile, the interviewer, the Rolling Stone interviewer, is like, Johnny looks puffy. He's not at all close to the handsome man that we grew up knowing and loving.
I'm surprised to hear he's puffy because he looked absolutely haggard and mm-hmm. gaunt in the last. They were saying, oh, this is for a movie role. Like he dropped a bunch of weight, but his cheeks look totally sunken. I'm actually surprised to hear that the interviewer felt he looked puffy.
I think he just looks
unhealthy.
Right. So anyway, yes, all of these things that he's got going on seem to have developed over time. And I'm sure part of this spending reality is that too, that he didn't start out being frivolous, but he's developed a habit for chugging $30,000 bottles of wine. He says it in the interview.
Yeah.
I don't buy those to save them. I drink them. And you're like,
right.
Okay, so this problem is self-created. You weren't robbed. You're just stupid.
He spends hundreds of thousands of dollars on booze, sometimes per month. I mean, it's incredible. And it sounds like he's got a problem with it.
Oh, there's more.
Way. Like there's a lot going on there.
You get the same result with a $10 bottle of wine, everyone.
What do they call it? Two buck chuck?
Sure.
But the interviewer was saying, like, this is, he's, yeah, I think that he's showing serious addiction issues. Serious, real life problems. As I read it, I thought, he's next.
To die?
I'm not trying to curse the guy. I'm reading this article going, you can't live like this. Like this, the way he's living, especially, look, think about all of us. And maybe our life's a little weird because we've got the weird hours. But everyone who wakes up in the morning and just goes to work and tries to be a good person and takes care of their family and friends and then goes to bed and does it again. Mm-hmm. They're reading this interview with Johnny Depp going, we can't relate to you at all, dude.
Right.
You're,
no one can.
You're up in the middle of the night drinking $30,000 bottles of wine, rolling cigar-sized spleefs.
Meanwhile, you are in dire financial straits.
Bragging about how the quote that they made about what he spent on sending Hunter Thompson's ashes into space was actually lower than what he spent. I didn't spend $2 million. I spent $5 million.
Why?
Why are you even
Hunter
saying that to
it.
Us? And I know that it's his right, and I actually am bothered when people say, I'm not bothered, but I just think, look, you don't waste your time being mad at the Warriors for spraying bottles
$1 million.
That's
worth.
Their deal. That's right. Not, and it's not, and it's the same with Johnny. You know, okay, waste your money if you want, but you're spending yourself into the poorhouse.
Well, and that's,
you
I think, the difference.
It.
People do bitch like, oh, Beyonce has a, you know, $1 million tiara on, and that money could have, yeah, that money could do lots of things, and I'm sure she does plenty for people less fortunate than her. It is her money. If you had that kind of money, you also would not want people telling you how to spend
right.
it. So I'm with you on that. It's when Beyonce and Jay-Z are in the poorhouse and are drinking a $30,000 bottle of wine and doing a cigar-sized spleef while they're just out of their minds talking about how they're the righteous ones and everyone else is against them and their managers are stealing their money. Meanwhile, you're like, I don't know.
He's completely unrelatable in every possible way is what
God.
It comes down
poor
to. So
Johnny.
There you are. Well, but is it poor Johnny?
I mean, Johnny dropped Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny dropped Johnny. I do feel like it's poor Johnny because he is so completely out of touch with reality and is... You know how they say the minute you get famous, your development is arrested. That is it. That is who you are. That is how people will always treat you. You are surrounded by people who only tell you yes because you just get them out of your life if they tell you no. You become rich, you become powerful, and you become sort of immature or trapped in a mindset of, well, I don't know, what was he, 17 or 18 when he started to get big? Like, he's that guy, you know, a selfish teenager. Then everything comes to him, and he starts to feel like he deserves it. And I actually feel bad for him. I actually think that that's a terrible state to be in.
Don't forget that being paid the kind of money that he is confirms that you are this genius, at least in your own mind and the minds of the people around you. If you can amass a $600 million fortune... Aren't you something?
You must be something. But it doesn't make you a good money person.
Right.
Getting back to the article that you guys
read. Yeah, we
the
should.
Rolling Stone article. Like, what was the point? What is this expose?
Basically,
is he promoting something?
No.
Or what is happening?
I mean, maybe he has something to promote. But basically, it's just a piece on him, and it's mostly about the chaos surrounding his finances. So he's now suing his former money managers for $25 million. And the article goes really deeply into the details and just about what a compulsive spender he is. And he didn't listen to reason. He still isn't listening. They're saying until it was too late. No, he's still not listening.
Right.
Not if he's sitting there with a $30,000 bottle of wine. So
today.
Right.
That's like today. That's not on a random birthday celebration. That's today.
Right. That's what he does. He only drinks the most expensive wine. Like, you fool. You utter fool. So, and by the way, when's the last hit movie? I mean,
I don't know.
Would Murder on the Orient Express count?
No.
Maybe.
Why not?
Yeah, I think for anybody else it would.
Was he? Well, maybe he's been good in some of his movies and stuff, but was that like a giant I don't know. Was that a huge success?
Well, I don't want to give anything away, but I'm going to. He's the one that gets murdered.
Oh.
Oh, well.
I might watch it.
So is he not in it for very long?
Well, there's all these flashbacks. Oh. So, I mean, you know.
Well, anyway, he wants $25 million from his money managers. And they're like, no. We got you loans that you insisted you needed. Tried to manage your money and you were unmanageable.
Does Fantastic Beasts count?
Oh, he's that's right. He is the Grimalkin.
Yeah,
or whatever.
He's in it for the last four minutes. Well,
five movies coming out this year.
Yeah, he'll have plenty of money.
But does that count if you're only in it for 4 minutes?
I don't know. Probably.
Paycheck counts, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure they paid well to have Johnny Depp in their movie. So he told Rolling Stone, I have never, ever in my life been the bully kid. I never went out of my way to hurt anybody. When I was a little kid, what I was taught was never effing start a fight. But if somebody effing tags you or invade your effing world, finish the effing fight. To my mom's exact words, lay them out with an effing brick. Yikes. Yeah.
He talks about his mom in the article, too. Did you see any of that?
I didn't. I just have that one quote from her that he's saying, crediting to her. What does he say
about
his mom?
That she's a horrible person.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say that she's a whore.
No, that she was a horrible person. He's like, she's the worst person. He says something like, I loved her, but she's the worst person I've ever known, or something like that.
Wow.
Does he give any examples of why?
He goes, I don't have it all quotable in my head. As I read, I'm telling you, once I started reading about this interview, I started looking everywhere for more because they didn't put the whole
article
up. Is the article
whole interview up at Rolling Stone? Can you see if you can find the whole interview?
So this is what he said about his mom.
All right.
She's a Hellcat. So do you guys know what that is?
She was a troublemaker.
Yeah,
she was
out of
mean,
control.
But she was funny. The amount of care and love she received from every member of the staff was brilliant. Blah blah blah.
Okay.
I'm truly humbled by it.
On a lighter note, he's got a son named Jack. I'm not sure how old this kid is. I know he's got that Lily Rose girl, and she's around 15 or 16, maybe even older than that now. So the kid's, I guess, somewhere around that age. Kid's got a band of his own. They're called Clown Boner. And Johnny says, we don't need a paternity test. That's my kid.
He calls him Jack. It's listed as John Christopher Depp, the one, two,
The son?
The third. 16.
Oh, he's 16 years old. Yeah, they call him Jack.
Looks like the whole interview is up. Unless it's just super long, if it's just excerpts.
No,
but
that's
super
that
long.
Like,
I can print it out for you if you like.
Nah, it's okay. I'll read it on vacation, but I just wanted to let people know that they can go. Is it rollingstone.com? Is that where you found it?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can go and read the whole. The dude's fascinating. And that's all I'm getting to in this early trash.
I'm curious to see what the conclusion of the interview is. Mm. I get the impression from the interviewer that he's just like, he's watching a disaster and trying to remain cool.
Mm. Like, read us the last paragraph of it.
Like, he almost, as I was reading it, you almost get the impression he wants to dial 911.
Right.
Like, oh my God.
He's got to dial it. He's ready to press send.
Johnny
needs help.
Okay. Here we go.
Anything?
Well, there's a quote. It just says, I'm not sure who says it. Take care, man, he says. He goes silent for a moment. Thank you for listening. He turns around and walks back to his gilded prison and pushes open the heavy door. After a moment, it slams shuts behind him.
Oh. Where did they do this interview? Was it at his house? Like out on the back patio or something? His gilded prison?
In his mansion. In his bunker.
Oh, in his mansion?
Yeah, he's trying to figure out how to open the gates to his mansion, his fortress.
Beyond the gilded cage. What's going on, Vinny?
Well, new area codes, dangerous selfies, spare the air alerts, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. Hey, any chance you learned that AC/DC song?
No.
It doesn't It doesn't feel like a singing day to you guys.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm all warmed up.
I've had, you think that I...
You should have brought with you to the hospital.
Speaking of all warmed up, she was just singing every word to that song that just played.
Oh,
yeah,
were?
I love that song.
I swear to you.
I could use some singing.
I'm hearing that song and I'm all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt, and you hear them crying.
That's the first time I've heard that song. I've never heard it.
Turn the other cheek.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, that's why I was so surprised.
You've never heard that song.
I've never heard that song, and she's singing every word to it. I'm all, what are you doing?
Well, I don't know all the raps and everything. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
But you demonstrate that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you got to have love just to set it straight.
Sorry, I gave her the rap
verse.
You didn't want the rap verse, right?
It's good. It's all good.
Me questioning. Where is the love? The love.
Where is
the love? Where is the love? The love. The love. This ain't the same. Always unchanged. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace are so strong, why are third pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases, filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as they eat. No, I can't even keep up with it. I'm telling you, I don't know
that
the rap.
Really good,
I just know the Fergie part. Thank you.
Excellent.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly
Thanks,
free credit.
Credit Karma.
Yes. Thank you. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Refresh your routine this season with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubmore.com to get started. Here's what's happening. It is going to be hot. We have a full-blown heat wave ahead. That means we've got fire danger. Spare the air alerts have been issued for today and tomorrow already. So
if you're going to the Pride Parade, please wear lots of sunscreen, bring lots of water, bring your parasol, keep the sun off.
Yeah.
Maybe consider wearing more clothing than you were planning on wearing.
Why would you
cover
say
up all your, you don't want a sunburn on your juicy bits.
My juicy bits.
You know.
Don't take Sarah's advice on stuff like that.
It just seems like it would be safer.
Go and have fun. This is you waited all year to have this fun this weekend.
Yeah,
fun.
You're right. Go get a bad sunburn on your bits.
I think Pix is doing 10:30. They're airing the parade on Sunday. But watch out for the seniors. What do we say? The kids and the pets.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them cool. Don't leave any pets in cars, please. Jeez. I mean, don't do that anyway, but good Lord. I know someone who did that, left a dog in the car.
Mm-mm.
A total accident and has never forgiven herself. And it comes up, like, every time she drinks, it comes up. Like, she's
haunted.
Totally haunted and scarred by it.
I would be as well.
And it was, just a complete accident. She wasn't even away from the car that long, and she's just...
Doesn't take
she's
long.
She's ruined by it.
Mm.
You don't want to be that person.
Mm-mm.
Who's that?
I don't want to say her name.
Oh.
All right. I don't know if you know her, actually.
All right. Well, say hello to a new telephone area code, Bay Area.
Uh-oh.
510.
He's getting split again.
BK925. Mm-hmm. And now you get 341.
341. Hello, 341.
So, hello.
What does that cover? What's
that going to be?
That newly registered telephone numbers in western portions of Alameda and Contra Costa counties, including parts of Oakland, will be given the 341 area code, where you would once have been given 510. So, yeah, that is a bummer. I mean...
Remember on Seinfeld when, because 212 is always the
LA,
Manhattan,
yeah.
And then she gets a new phone and it's some new thing. They're like, oh, you new to the city? She's all, no! But she doesn't have the right area code.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. That is a thing.
It's very silly. I feel proud that I still have a 415.
Me too. I'm never going to let go of my 415.
What do you have, Vinny? You've changed so many times.
No, I have 415.
You do?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could easily switch over to 831, but then I would catch nothing but crap from you people for always
true.
Changing my stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
That is one thing you've kept pretty steady is that that phone number.
The phone number, the emails, that's a different
yeah.
story.
Yeah, I just never, I send it, like five of them pop up, I just send it to
I
all
haven't
of them.
Changed
like,
it in a long time.
I still don't know which one is yours.
Yes, you do.
I don't. Is it the Gmail one?
Okay, stop it. Let's just
the
move
hotline's
on.
Ringing.
Yes, he. Oh, we have a producer of the day coming.
All right.
What was I going to say? Vinny has an intercom email now.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
He's a company guy.
Yeah.
I'm using that because I received an email from Jane that said, make sure you check your intercom email. That is how we will be communicating with you.
Oh. That is something that I needed to put out there. I told Jane, listen, people are not following directions.
Ooh.
And they need to check their emails because, you know, we have a lot of part-timers who I love here.
Absolutely.
But if you don't check your email, Vinny, you know you get locked out.
Yeah.
And
yes,
then our IT guy gets
really has to figure out what your password is.
Right. All the stuff. So, yeah.
Oh,
check
yeah.
Check your email.
There's a
Hooman's passionate about it.
There's a website that sells 212 area codes.
Oh, funny.
And I just found it. If you want like a cool number, like 212-466-6200, it's $1,500.
That's a cool one.
Why
that's
is that
or 212-553-3000, that's $3,500.
Oh, that's cool.
Damn.
But
sheesh.
What about just for like a regular not cool number?
You would think that the phone company would be unwilling to do something like that. Like this is shady.
Yeah. Well, these are people who must have bought these numbers from other people.
It's like they squat on the
yeah, but why would the phone company allow you to do that?
Well, as long as you're paying for that number, I'm
sure
you get
transferring it to giving them the right to transfer it to someone else for an exchange of cash.
Maybe they get a little something on the back end.
That's kind of bunk.
There's some like not cool numbers,
but start with a 212.
Yeah, 212-203-4584, $150.
Oh, that seems reasonable.
Doesn't?
Well, compared to $3,000, yes.
Well, if you're a business, maybe you want that number because it's easier to remember. So maybe the investment's worth it. But still, you'd think the phone company would say, "I'm sorry, you have no right to lord over our numbers." Who do you think you are? You squatter.
Let's shake on it.
Hey, I should have mentioned this back when I mentioned the heat wave and, you know, the spare the air alert.
Yes.
The NASCAR races up in Sonoma this weekend.
Right.
Not only will there be heat wave hell, traffic is going to be unbearable.
Make sure you have a full tank of gas.
It's rough when you go up there for the races.
Yeah.
So that's something
that starts today.
I'll continue to warn you about it, but it's going to be hairball up there.
Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know if today, maybe it's qualifying today, and then tomorrow, it's not called Bush Races anymore. It's called something. Oh,
I love that.
Oh, boy, that's.
Do a few more.
Those things are zipping
by
us.
It's truly going right through my head.
It is. Like an arrow.
And our friend Johnny
is hosting, right?
Yes, he's the grand marshal for Sunday's activities.
And he's in our pride picture on Instagram, everyone.
He played on John's softball team last night. Mm-hmm. He goes over there once in a while, and, you know, he's there in an over 40 league. And so last night, I didn't realize he was going to be at my house, Johnny Mosley, because it's 7 o'clock. I've got my hair slicked back from my shower, and John is out in front, and I yell to him, you know, be good, because they're going over to the Deuce. And Johnny pops his head out from behind the car. He's, ah! I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Like, go
see you later. Right, have fun. Be good.
Oh, funny.
Told John, don't let Johnny drive anywhere after he goes to the Deuce with you because I don't need that splashing back on me when Johnny gets in any trouble after a night with you.
Johnny's actually good. He takes a lot of drive sharing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Good
well,
for
that's,
him.
He was like, it's a miracle, Uber. You know, remember when you used to have to call a cab and they'd be like, yeah, we'll be there in an hour and 15 minutes.
And maybe. We only take cash. Right. No credit card machines broken.
And now Uber is just like, no, it's no problem. Boom. I mean, it's a problem because the next day you got to go get your car and everything. But
Uber didn't exist during my drinking days.
Yeah. If only it had, huh?
Well, I mean, it's
would
still
you, not
you
have
still
used
have.
It?
Well, I don't know what I would have done, but I do know plenty of nights where I said, I am not driving. I am spending the night or whatever. As soon as you have some drinks, that's the problem with drinking and driving. As soon as you have some drinks, you've got
a whole different
perspective on the world. I can do anything.
Mm.
That's one of the reasons why you drink.
Yeah, well, one of the reasons not.
I'm not giving an excuse. I'm just saying, I mean, that there is the problem.
Right, there it is.
Well, the other great invention is DoorDash.
Oh, where they bring you
your
food.
So my food, my wine.
Oh, they bring you wine too?
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, nice.
They'll bring you a bottle of vodka.
All right.
I've never got a bottle of vodka.
Don't tell Vinny
I usually
this.
Just order wine, but.
They don't do it, Vinny. They won't bring you any alcohol to your house.
Don't worry. I'm handling my my alcoholism.
You do seem to be. I'm really proud of you. Really proud
of you. It's on me. It's my deal. I got to deal with it. And I do. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Why wouldn't I want one on a Friday?
The most valuable company in world history.
In world history.
The most valuable company in world history.
Is it the Dutch shipping company?
It is you.
Really?
We're looking
well
at my
done.
Notes.
No, you did this one
he
like
did a
2
story,
years ago.
Not even that long ago where we were talking about shipping.
No, but you did something similar to this where you would mention this company. I can't
the
remember
Dutch
the name.
East India Company,
wow,
which shipped and traded spices, food, and slaves in the 1600s.
Yeah.
At its peak in 1637, it was worth the equivalent of $7.4 trillion in today's money.
Jesus.
How much was it worth? Sorry, you said I was talking
about $7 trillion of today's
Damn.
Dollars. That's incredible.
And they're not around anymore, are they?
They're in so many stories. I don't know if they are or not, but they shouldn't be. They were trading slaves.
I don't doubt that they've had to change their name due to the, you know, the marks on their history.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever they became, they've probably done a good job of erasing the line between them and the company that
right.
shipped slaves, right?
Yeah.
You have to figure.
The Dutch.
There's a difference between a hobo, a tramp, and a bum.
Oh, really?
A hobo travels around looking for work. A tramp only works when he has to.
Oh.
And a bum
never works.
Works.
Oh. Tramp. There's other
tramp
definitions
means
for
something else, though.
Yeah. Like, you heard of a tramp.
Look at that floozy. Look at that tramp.
Look at that tramp.
She's a tramp.
She works when she needs to.
But what does it mean?
She's a hoe.
It means a tramp.
It actually doesn't
a
mean a whore. It means, like,
a
someone
hoe.
Who's easy. It's, you know, she's not necessarily getting paid for it. Is she a tramp? She's just a tramp.
Well, you're paying for it. So.
Well, right. Nothing's free. Right, Hooman?
Oh, I thought tramp stemmed back to older days where a tramp is a person, mostly a man, that is sort of like a hobo. He doesn't have a home. He goes from town to town.
Yeah, Vinny was saying that the difference, the definition of a hobo is a traveler who's looking for work, supposedly. A tramp only works when he needs to, and a bum never works. But then me and Hooman were like, there's another definition for tramp.
Right.
Lady.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Sarah, regarding your brother, says 415, just think how fun Christmas will be.
I know. It will be fun because all the cousins will be in town and it's going to be great. I'm actually super excited for my brother. I love my brother. We're very close.
925 says, so over the 4th of July party talk.
Oh my God, shut up. It'll be over soon.
It'll
be over today.
Right.
You won't hear from me again until after the 4th of July.
281 says they've written the name C, as in I had suggested that for my kid, the name C.
Oh, S-E-A. The S-E-A, right.
That's not happening. I appreciate your support, but there's no way I'm getting that one. And actually, my friends here were no help.
No.
Zero help from you guys.
Like C.
If I could only have rallied a little support from my work family, I might have been able to bring that home and say, everyone's got my back on the name C, but you...
Why don't you name her Oceana?
I don't want to. C was the name.
C.
My chick's all... It doesn't even sound like a finished word. I'm like, C! It's the name
it's just
C!
A letter. People gonna call her, you know, be like, you know, that would be a bad nickname. You see.
You know.
What?
You don't want that.
What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, well, I'm feeling like we need a montage pretty soon. So I'm thinking
loud.
That's going to happen. Also, I have an update on an official update on the Roseanne reboot, sans Roseanne.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.